Joe Berger. I listen to Ron Amatron, Creation Light Ship Healing.
Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Ship, and today we're going to have a wonderful shelf for healing for people, sample clearings and healings, so you can actually experience what the light ship can do so quickly, so instantly, and you can actually understand a little bit how the light ship works. So we're going to first do a emotional trauma release from people, and if you're brand new to the call, we do this on a lot of the shows here. I go back a few days in your life so you can actually feel the experience. And these will also work on the archives. So you can listen to the archives for maybe about 2 months. And then after that, the archives will not work as far as healings because my energy of my body is used for these healings. And I just need people to understand that we're actually doing special things for them and not to, in a sense, take advantage of what I'm doing here. So this is why they'll only be in effect once you start clicking on the archives for 2 months. The light beings know that you're on. So, and it's there to educate you. There's many different sample healings that we do. And if you're interested in some of the more far-out ones, I have two particular shows. We've been doing this on eight-hour special conference calls on Sundays. These are the alien life form removal. And the two dates for those archives, the first one is 11-30-07, and the second date is 10-10-08. And those are two ones you may want to earmark just to take a listen to. You have to go into BBS Archives. I'm not sure what the cost is. I'll just say maybe it's $10, and then you're available to all the different BBS shows for maybe a month or so, I think. I'm not completely sure. But those two shows are definitely ones that you may want to listen to. So I'll just describe what happens. And also on the website, if you understand what's happening to you or you start feeling better, then on the website you can go on to our online healings, and you want to go into the link underneath the left side navigation link, which is Alien Attack Removal, and click on that. And the price is only $30 a month, say $1 a day. And you can have these different parasitic life forms that are invisible taken out of you, along with healing. Some people who may be listening might be a person who has been under extraterrestrial alien attacks from these different races of aliens. And you can go in there and select different races. There's probably a couple dozen listed there. Maybe other ones out there naturally, too. But sometimes people are targets. And so if you feel like you're a target, and one way to really know that, even if you don't understand that you've been abducted, if you lay in bed at night, so this is a question and answer time for you. So you can either answer yes or no. So the ones who are under attack, normally what happens is you start to go to sleep at night. And now I want you to think of a baby, okay? And how babies wiggle their feet a lot, okay? So kind of think of this energy, think of a baby with their feet moving, jumping around at night. So when you're going to sleep at night, you're laying on your bed, and normally you always lay in the same spot. So we'll just say that has a certain GPS heading of where you're going to be laying, okay? So they kind of pinpoint you. So you're laying in bed, and you're kind of getting yourself relaxed, and all of a sudden you have like a pinprick like in the bottom of your feet, or maybe on your ankle or something. And you go, oh, I don't know what that is, but, you know, you jerk a little bit. Maybe you have many of those happening to you, and all of a sudden you find your feet kind of moving around in your bed at night. And that means that you're under attack by the alien energies out there. They're trying to connect to your bottom of your feet to actually, in one sense, we'll just say to kill you eventually by working with your meridian. So this may sound a little sci-fi to some of you. I don't mean to turn you off from this program, but what we deal with here is bringing light into you. And the only way to know about it is to talk about the darkness, to get you the light to come into your body more of your spirit. This program is dedicated to get your spirit more into your body. But unfortunately, idea with all this garbage and stuff from these things. Remember, yeah, everybody has baggage from their ancestral genetic past life, so this is what I deal with. So the show is actually very, very positive, but we do talk about negative things because you have to clear away the negative darkness to get into the positivity of your spirit to come into your body, because your spirit lives in love energy. And the love energy that it lives in, that it wants to be in, cannot come into darkness. So that's basically it in a nutshell. So if you are interested in that, if you do go to sleep at night, or maybe you have a spouse, you're laying with them and you wonder why they're bouncing around in the bed at night, they're probably under attack. And what you can do to sample that is to move over a little bit. Move over maybe a foot in the bed. And normally what will happen is it may take quote-unquote aliens maybe an hour or two to find you again. And then all of a sudden you may start having the same situation. Some people who know they're under attack, what they do is kind of relocate in their house from room to room. And they may get 2 or 3 hours of sleep, and they feel this energy coming to them. And then they go to another location, and that's what they do for the whole night. So if that's not happening to you, that's very good. That means that you're not a target as much. The people who are really under attack, what they do is they have to actually physically get up in their car. A lot of these people that have this situation occurring typically have a van, and they have a bed set up in it, and they actually drive around the town, sleeping from here and there, just to get a good night's sleep. So that's kind of it in a nutshell. If you have, like, chronic fatigue, you're always tired, then that's probably the alien worms that are inside of you, different life forms. And like I said, you can go on it for, you know, $30. I think it's $10 for the first week. And get in there and just try the different pages on the website. It's under Alien Attack Removal. I'd highly recommend that. And you're going to start feeling yourself getting better. You're going to have more energy coming to your body. You may have an ache or pain. You might actually find that your body lost maybe an inch on your waist by having these things released out of you, because they are energetic life forms that work in the physical. So let's just kind of go from there. So those two shows, if you're interested, this is more the sci-fi end of things here, is 11:30:07. Check out that archive. And a very similar one is 10:10:08. So here we go. We're going to start doing an emotional trauma release from people. And we'll do that for 10 days here. So you may want to, you don't have to think of anything right now, but when I get done, I just want you to kind of look at your life and see how you feel about your emotional trauma that you dealt with. And then we're going to do an entity release. So here we go, emotional trauma release. 10 days ago cleared, 9 days cleared, 8 days cleared, 7 days cleared, 6 days cleared, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. So that one's basically 100% done for about 80% what I can do for these 10 days. You need to have your whole life cleared. And next we're going to do an entity release. Entities are what you call ghosts. They kind of float around. They used to be in graveyards until the light shift took them all away. Remember in the Bible, if you take the word Father, what Jesus talked about, put the word creation light shift in, then you're going to understand more fully what he was talking about. And typically why his teachings fell upon deaf ears, because of the mind programming of the darkness in everybody throughout their genetic lineage. Remember, your thoughts that you have is created typically by your ancestors. So you're living the life of your ancestors. That's your past lives. May not be you experiencing them, but your body has them stored inside of it. And you are dealing with all of their judgments, all of their thoughts from all of their incarnations. And so these entities that float around here also have that same information, because they lived in a body. And the body they lived in now imprints that energy onto the emotional body, and the emotional body would be a ghost, and the ghosts need a home. They need to have a host. And since people are living, they're the host for another emotional body, so they come into us. So you can have a couple hundred emotional bodies or 1,000 of them living with you. And this is why sometimes your eyes become glossed over. You do something that's really stupid, and you wonder why you did that. It's because you probably got taken over, another word to be possessed, by something that is not of you. So here we go. We're going to take out some entities from you. And these are earth-based emotional bodies of people who passed on. And you can get them very easily going to funerals. So here we go. Or going into a hospital. The graveyards have been released now, all the spirits there. I'll just comment on that a little bit. A lot of religions taught in the past that Jesus is going to come down from the clouds and take everybody away. And what that is, you know, with Christianity, that already happened. The lightship came and took away these spirits that were waiting for something to save them. And so if you noticed maybe the last probably, say, year ago, if you go to a graveyard now, nothing's there. And before you'd feel all this stuff, you know, crawling around and maybe talking to you and, you know, trying to get you to leave the graveyard because you're stepping on somebody, you know, which could be one of these emotional bodies. So what happened was the emotional bodies were hanging out maybe along with the spirit of the person waiting to be saved, waiting for judgment day. Well, that already came and went. And so these energies now are cleared. So if you go to a graveyard, you're going to notice that it's completely clear, just like nothing is there except for the, you know, the cement or, you know, carved headstones of people. Because the spirits left because that already occurred now. So here we go, entities. So I'm going to start clearing these out here, working with your feet. Remember, entities will bring in their addictions to you. They'll bring in their situations of the past person that they body hopped into. They could have been in 500 bodies in the last week, and now they came to you. And all of a sudden you go, wow, why am I thinking of a certain type of person? Why do I have this judgment? Well, it's probably not your own. It's probably theirs. And they're attempting to live life through you. And a lot of times they do that. And then after they maybe do that with an addiction, we'll say that you somehow are prone to alcohol. Then what happens is they come into you to have their drink. They want to experience the body having a drink. And they like maybe having whiskey. So we'll just say all of a sudden you go walking in front of a liquor store and you buy a bottle of whiskey or walk into a bar, not knowing why you're walking in there, and you have one drink and you go, I don't know if I really want to be here or not. And maybe the entity wants to have five drinks. So maybe it has five. Another one hops into you, maybe wants to change its particular type of whiskey, it gets something else, or maybe a beer. And all of a sudden you're polluted. They leave you, say, thank you very much, we had our experience, but you're stuck with the outcome because your physical body is holding that energy of whatever happened to it. And then your poor spirit naturally is no longer there because it had to leave because it doesn't live in an energy that it can't be conscious with you in. So when you become intoxicated, it can't communicate with you, so it has to leave. And it must leave. It doesn't live in negativity. So it's only in you to become conscious so you can communicate it. So we're working with the bottom of our feet right now and ankles. And they also bring in, like I may have mentioned, if not, they bring in physical pain to us. So anything that we deal with, emotional pain, physical pain, you know, you're putting on a t-shirt with a bullseye, they'll come right into you because they want to experience that because that's how they get charged up. And then you go through instead of a little roller coaster ride, you go into the really big one, and they're giving all their baggage to you, what you're experiencing. So we're working now up to our knees. And you may just want to maybe walk around a little bit here. You might feel your knees getting some healing done to them as the entities get released from you. Remember, all that you're probably living that you think you're dealing with may be not you anyway. It might be something else in your body living with you and through you. So here we go. Working now up to your waist. And the byproduct, to know that you possibly had a healing here or know that something left you, you may feel chills. You might feel tingles in your body. Might feel a lot of warmth, and that's an indication to you that you have had something happening to your body. And when that happens, your spirit now is able to come more fully into you. We'll do a spirit integration after this clearing here, because you don't want to leave a void. So most people are about 20% in their bodies, which means that what else is in you? You have 80% or more stuff. So you're only in one room of your house. And does that house door ever get opened up? You know, do you ever come out, or the entity's too strong and you never are able to come forward to express your spirit's energy? It's always entities. So So this show is mainly also about education, and we do a lot of talking, explaining about the light ship, explaining about the healings, about the darkness, how it can work through people. And this is what this show is basically about. And the underlying thing here is to get you more into your body. That's what all the healings that we have are dealing with. So all that I deal with normally is darkness healings, to get darkness out of people. So for me, it's very rewarding to work to get the darkness out of people, because then they're becoming more light. And here we go. Working now in your abdominal area here. And this show is very simplistic. We have basically just one premise here, like I said, to get you more into your body with your spirit. The teachings are what Jesus had 2,000 years ago. Very simple. Don't go outside of yourself to get your spiritual information or knowledge or to connect to something. Because when you do, then you're a target for the darkness. This is why Jesus told everybody to go inside, to go within. The kingdom is within. Very basic teachings. So when you think about that, then you can really understand why he would be against churches in this lifetime and all lifetimes where there's somebody controlling you, where you pray outside of yourself. So we use the little philosophy, little saying, when you pray, P-R-A-Y, you have P-R-E-Y to what you're praying to. You're praying to some extraterrestrial being, race, God, outside of yourself. All churches have these because they dilute your energy. They want to hook you up to some extraterrestrial life form. And if you've seen the movie They Live, that's a good one to watch, and also The Mist. And then 10,000 BC. Those are three very good movies. So it's The Mist, about bringing in energies where people think they're doing good by bringing in some vortex energy or whatever, opening up some Stargate, thinking they're going to bring some love to the planet, do some planetary healing. All they're doing is bringing in these dark side energies to the planet. And then everybody on the planet has to suffer with them. And the movie They Live shows other people that look human, clone bodies. Then all of a sudden, this gentleman finds some special sunglasses, puts them on, and what he looks at is something that is not human. And some other alien life form walking around here, and then all the different subliminal messages that he sees being posted. So that's a good movie. And naturally, the movie 10,000 BC is very good about religions, because it shows how people believed and worshipped a extraterrestrial god, which wanted to kill people. So that's a good movie, and they're all pretty old. The one that's They Live, I think, was made probably in the late 70s or in the 80s there. So it may only be available on VHS. Okay, we're working now on our shoulders, so we're doing quite a bit of entity work here for people. And going down our arms, working out our elbows and our fingers. Okay, now we're going to be working on our neck and our head. Okay, let's do what we call a spirit retrieval or spirit infusion. We're going to bring your spirit more into your body now, since it's cleaned out. You don't never want to leave a void. So here we go. I'm going to count to 10. Your spirit is actually healed in the process. The light ship goes out along with your spirit, part of your spirit, to find the other parts of you. So we get your parts collected. We may get the 1% or 2% back that left from pain and trauma, anxiety, etc. Because remember, when you're in that situation, you're no longer in your body and it leaves. Does it want to come back? Probably not. You know, most people, when you ask them, do you want to live here, they're going to tell you no. So it has a chance to leave. It had enough of the life here. Been here, done that. So we're going to clear off your spirit now to get you more fully empowered. I'm going to count to 10 as you come back in. Your spirit knows how to do this, so here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, you should feel a little more peaceful, probably more energy in your body. And like we say on this program here, it really stretches people's belief systems. And it's what it basically does, it tells you, we try to communicate more of the truth to you if we can. And a lot of times when you go into that process of trying to understand the consciousness of the light ship of divine beings, what happens is your programs go off because all that you learned and lived with was darkness. And so it may sound like it's the complete opposite of what you've been taught in this lifetime. So it takes a while for some people to really understand what we're talking about. This is why we like you to listen to archives. And after normally about a half a dozen archives or so, you start catching on that every show here is about the same thing. So then you all go, wow, how could this show be so consistent with about 450 archives about getting me into my body? So that this is all that it's about, and to get people more self-empowered. This is the bottom line for this show. And we do talk about darkness because that's what's in people. And we try to get rid of your darkness so that you can have more light and have your spirit communicate with you. So the whole thing is about consciousness. Where do you live in your consciousness? Do you connect with your spirit every day? Do you talk with your spirit every day? Most people, when I mention that, they look at me like at the expos like, well, gee, isn't that inside of my head? I'm always talking inside of my head. Well, your spirit resides in your heart. If you don't have that heart connection, you've never been there. So that's basically it in a nutshell. We'll see if our sponsor today is on. Annika, are you out there in cyberspace?
I am here. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Okay, good. Wow. I just followed your whole introduction there. What a beginning, and what a you did so much in this whole beginning of the show, and just wanted to say thank you. It's amazing for me, and I have a great testimonial from Chris that I wanted to share with you, Ron. And Chris is saying that he's so pleased with these last three calls. It has changed his life completely. And he's just feeling a lot more heart-centered. He's in the moment a lot more. He doesn't have the same mind chatter as often.
That's so, the eight-hour Sundays, right?
Yeah, this is from the last three Sundays that you did. And he feels a lot more comfortable with everything he chooses to do. Have a lot more power to create what he wants from the heart and with his spirit. So thank you so much, Chris. I actually can relate to that so much myself. I was just thinking about it today, how when I drove home from the beach today to be on this show, I was just thinking how I feel like I'm back where my energy was as a young kid, and I almost feel like I'm standing in front of this tree and I have absolutely no fear, but just excitement about getting up there, climbing that tree and looking out. You know, it's just like this wow energy feeling that I haven't felt in a long time. So that's kind of what I'm feeling today. It's just really, really good how much more energy I have. And, you know, even just everything feels a lot easier for me to do. So
you could describe in your own words what the calls were about, the shadow bodies and the alien parasites and the shapeshifters.
Yes.
That's what those three calls were about.
Yeah. And, I mean, unfortunately, we have things that are interfering with us here that we certainly do not need. So just to have the freedom calls that you just did to release as much as you can do in that time. But, you know, that was a lot of time also. We did, you know, 8 hours per Sunday for three Sundays this month that released those negative energies. And shadow bodies are basically a clone of ourselves that gets put on top of our own bodies here, and we're basically looking out with our own eyes, but this being on top of us that shouldn't be there is what we were taking out, or what you were, and Creation Lightship was taken off of us. So
it's like a superimposed in our body.
Yeah. So, and then
coming forward.
Yeah. Thank goodness we don't need those. So thank you for having all that taken off. And also the ET parasites is just something I have to keep doing every day for me. And I cannot stress enough about how important it is for us all to keep these healings for ourselves, in ourselves, keep it going for ourselves every day. And how I experience, I have to work on myself, keeping myself in my heart center. You know, I do it for my family. I do it for me. I now increase my life force energy. That is an affirmation we can use with, which is what you teach, Ron. You might want to bring that up too. There's so many tools. There's so much we can do. I happened to kind of smile when you were talking about somebody being attacked at night and moving around to different beds. I have to admit that is me too. I have been sleeping in different parts of my house, and I can totally relate to what you're talking about, that when I go and sleep in another location, I do not feel the attacks on my feet and my calf like I do in my own bed, in my own bedroom. Even though that is where I prefer to sleep, I have moved myself around, and it definitely has helped me. Now, at the same time, I do go on. I do the ET Parasite page, which is $30 a month to do, and I cannot say more how important it is. And the alien attack removal that you can do there, it's so easy to do. You can put in unknown. You do not have to know what is going on, what is attacking you. You can go on and put unknown. You can put on, you know, attack from where. You do not have to know where that is coming from. You can, if you feel it in your bedroom, you can put it to be for your bedroom. If you feel it certain times, like for me, I felt evenings and nights, I can put that on. I also do several of the websites that I've been on in my past. I do even people that I haven't necessarily done that much with. And mind you, I want to say that all of these people are coming from a good place. They do not know that they're necessarily doing something bad. I don't think anyone would do what they're doing if they knew that this could be harmful to themselves and other people. So I'm not by any means wanting to blame anyone. I just want to say, unknowingly, people are being used here, and therefore, it's important that we do what we can do for ourselves and keep the healing going for yourself. Keep it, keep doing whatever you can do for yourself and for the ones that are close to you. So back to you, Ron.
Okay, yeah, so the whole thing is about consciousness. This is what this program is about. I don't really give that many tools for people because mainly we just do healings. You do one-hour healings to get you into a better space. We have a question here from, looks like Anne. She wanted to know, I guess, about the alien attack with the feet, if it's normally like in the same location of your feet. Yeah, normally it is. Some people actually have somehow attacks occur maybe like at 3 o'clock in the morning or something. They get woken up or startled. Some people who have been under maybe a heavy attack or are going through maybe an abduction situation, sometimes this may have happened to you as you're listening here. You're in bed, and all of a sudden you kind of wake up, and you're kind of, you can't move, and you're startled, and you go, wow, what's happened to me? And then all of a sudden maybe your spirit comes back in your body after about 15 minutes or so. Well, that could be an abduction experience. I won't say that it is, but sometimes you inwardly know from your body's experience that something happened to you. So anyway, I don't want to get into too much of this stuff, but I will say, yeah, that they do tend to find the same spot on your body. They probably have a cord there, and they connect to you. So I'll just go a step further here. So we'll talk about that. I don't like to get into it too much, but here we go. So we live in a time-based reality. Remember, we have a clock that we're looking at. I'm looking at my computer. It's about 31 after the hour. And I know that I have to be out this show at 55 after. So I have a time that I'm going by. So the dark side created time. Okay? They also created universal mind, collective consciousness. Now, the terms that I use are quote-unquote New Age terms that quote-unquote maybe light workers use, thinking that they're using the light energy and that universal mind is the divine source energy and that you're going to be using that to create your reality. Well, nothing could be really further from the truth of the light. In the light reality, everything happens in the moment. So you have two basic opposing energies. You have the darkness energy, which has time, and you have the light, which works in the moment. The mind energy works in your head. That's all the thoughts inside of your head, because you're connecting into the collective consciousness of the darkness. And a lot of that information could be from the light, but they put it into a darkness twist. And now when you're in your heart center, you're out of time. And then you're in the true light energy, and everything that's known of the light is available to you through your own spirit connection. And this is the way you're supposed to live. Initially, you're supposed to have your whole spirit integrated with your body, with your cellular structure, and you'll be walking around here in complete peace without any type of negative thoughts. So once you got into the darkness energy, your ancestors did, not necessarily you, you're just following their lead, we'll say, following their programs that the darkness put into you. Remember, all we are is like a computer here, and so they run these programs. They're in our DNA. Abduction programs are in us from our ancestors. So it just kind of goes on and on. What we're here to try to do is get you out of that program, that process, and to be in the present moment in the now. And the only way you can be in the now is to take your awakening thoughts and drop them into your heart center. So I'll just do that right now for everybody. So here we go. I'm going to count from 10 backwards, from 10 to 1. This you can do yourself. In fact, you should do this yourself. You know, as many shows that I've done on BBS radio here, you know, for quite a while, I guess it's going on 3 years here approximately coming up here. But as many shows as we have done, you know, I'm always trying to get people to come into their heart. And this is an exercise which you can do yourself. If you lose the internet, it goes off, maybe they eliminate the internet completely. At least you have this one tool which is going to bring back your divinity to you. So this is how you want to do this. Just think of an elevator. Go from your 10th floor of the elevator, just making it simple, which is your forehead, your thoughts that you think with, and bringing it down into your heart. Very, very simple exercise. So here we go, dropping down. You might even feel your mental body surrendering, your thoughts surrendering to your heart to connect to your spirit. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. So you should be in your heart center now. If you're not, then you want to keep doing this exercise. You can do it after this program. But think a thought now, and it should feel like it's no longer in your head. It's kind of radiating from your solar plex area, your heart center. You know, it's going to be in your heart area, but wherever it is, what's out of your head, that's a great start for you. And just keep doing this. You may only be able to stay in there for maybe a second or two, and then all of a sudden you pop that back into the mind energy in your head. And the more often you do it, the more you can stay heart-centered. And when you're in the moment in your heart, You're very peaceful. That mind chatter goes away. All your problems disappear. And now you're in the divine flow of consciousness of the light. When you're in your forehead, in your head, where the thoughts keep going on, remember, in your heart center, you're not going to have mind chatter. Nothing's going to come to you unless you ask. Because the light is not going to promote itself, jump up and down and talk to you, typically, because you have to do that communion yourself. You have to ask for guidance. And this is the way it works. And that information that you get will never direct you, we'll say, with judgment to do something, okay? So that's one way to know, because it's all pure love energy. And you're in the creative mode, and the divine does not judge its creations. So once you fully understand that, you're going to realize that a lot of stuff out there is not of the divine energy because it's full of judgment. The judgment that people live in is hard to get rid of. This is your mindset. This is your programming. This is why sometimes you might be hearing my words, and maybe I might say 20 words, and you only hear like 5 of them. Why is that? It's because the implants are going off, and you're being switched from heart to mind, heart to mind. And they try to pull you out of your heart and put you into the mind so you don't, you know, understand what I'm saying. So listen to the archive over again. And listen to many archives. They're all going to help you. But the whole thing is, once you start to understand that you must be in your heart center, then you're going to feel much better. And that's what this show is all about. So we have many sessions because the darkness is so ingrained here in consciousness, and it created the, what I call the light of the darkness. This is what people think they're praying to or connecting to when they do divine things, we'll say, quote, quote, or trying to live in the light. If you're not in your heart, you're not going to be in the light. You're going to be in the light of the darkness. This is where people go to with the near-death experiences and bring back the information about how wonderful heaven was, etc. Yet you haven't left here, folks. You're still in the reincarnation-forced energy of darkness, and it will keep bringing people back here. In the light, you only have one life in the present moment. So what we're going to do now is help you to increase your energy of your body. I only give a few different tools for people. The first one was how to get into your heart center. That's what everybody on this planet needs. If we're all there in our heart, this place would turn around on a dime instantly. We'd have love and light here from everybody living. But remember, it's a conscious choice. The light gave you a free choice, free will. So it's not going to come in and reprimand you because you're living in darkness. It would like you to come into the light, but you have to do that yourself. You left it. Now you have to come back into it, okay? And nothing outside of yourself is going to help you because your spirit is the conduit. When we go to the light ship and we do the healings, it works with your spirit. It works with the light in you to bring in more light. This is what these healings are all about. It's not going to be anything that's outside of yourself healing you, because the light of your spirit is the light from the light ship. So this is you're drawing light to light. So I want to make that clear to everybody. Without your spirit in your body, the light ship cannot help you. So here we go. This is an exercise to bring more of you back into yourself. And it's very simple. What you want to do is bring your hands, palms facing each other, kind of like the prayer, you know, like you do, you know, in churches, quote, quote, okay? And pull them apart and kind of move them in slowly until you can feel some kind of resistance between your palm chakras. It'll be like compressing a ball or compressing a spring. You're going to feel that tension there, and it's invisible. So you just want your body to tell you. If you're a mental person and you try to figure this out mentally, forget it. It won't work. Let your body tell you where that energy is. And what I want you to do next is to pull your hands apart, maybe an extra foot apart, distance between them, and just say out loud, I now increase my life force energy. We'll say it again. I now increase my life force energy. Very simple. Now, each time you say it out loud, you want to move your hands further apart and sample again and say it, sample and say it, sample and say it. So here we go. We'll do it together. I now increase my life force energy. 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 And one more time, I now increase my life force energy. So typically after maybe 6 times to maybe 10 times, your hands will be moving apart automatically straight out. And once you're that far out, you're pretty charged up. The more you do it, the more you're going to become a little more awakened in consciousness. And you could even feel your body quiver on the inside as your spirit starts to release some of the energy blockages. If you say it 100 times, you're going to be wide awake. So you may not want to do this at night before you go to bed, because it might keep you up awake an extra couple of hours. And that could also be beneficial if you need to stay awake a little bit longer, like driving a car someplace or something. So anyway, this is the second tool that I teach people. I don't have very many tools, because this is basically it. That's it. Everything else that I do is clearings to get you into consciousness. And there's a lot of healers out there who have tools, special attunements. And normally when you have those, you're hooked up to the darkness, because they're using mind energy. They were taught by somebody how to do something. They had it in a book, and that's all mind. You know, you have to go to your spirit. And then from there, that's how you decide and discern if what you're doing is proper or not. So you always want to ask your spirit in your heart center what to do. And your spirit will hold that light frequency, and it will not allow the darkness of thought to come into you. And what I normally say, you know, a lot of people out there are searching and searching, and they end up going to some kind of mystery school. Well, that's normally darkness energy. I won't say normally. That is darkness energy, because the light only works in the now. So if you have been to a mystery school teachings of somebody, definitely go on, you know, the website for dark side practitioner clearings, because you have probably been or have been hooked up to a bunch of darkness extraterrestrial energies, and they cord you, connect to you, control you. And also, like we said earlier, Annika said, some of these practitioners, you know, appear to be very nice. They're very well, you know, intentioned in what they're doing, but they don't realize that they're using dark energy. And that's just the way it is. And a lot of people get sucked into that, especially people who've been in the metaphysical movement here for maybe the last 20 years. You know, 20 years ago, there's very few practitioners teaching anything. And all of a sudden now, you know, they're a dime a dozen. And they all figure out some way to take your money and to do different types of healings. And those healings are all mind-based. So you want to definitely get into your heart to find out who to go to, what to go to. And that's basically it in a nutshell. So always go to your heart center. Your spirit will never lie to you. Don't use your mind to discern anything, because an entity could be running your mind. It may want to get hooked up to the darkness. It may love that energy, and it'll tell you to go do something. That could be very scary. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, I have a few great testimonials, Ron, that I wanted to read. One is from Karen. Karen is talking about her daughter and says that her daughter felt the dark energy before. And I'm guessing that this is after the call yesterday. She felt like she weighed 1 pound. And then she asked, when is the next day call going to be?
Okay, yeah. How old is her daughter? As long as she's like under 10 or something.
She is 8, I'm guessing.
Eight. Karen. Okay, yeah.
And I think she might be going on 9 pretty soon. Maybe she's actually turned 9, yes.
Okay, so, yeah.
Very,
yeah.
Very special girl. I know her really well.
Yeah, younger younger children are very in tune. So our next session is going to be the last 3 Sundays of next month. And the date will be, the 3 dates are going to be the 12th. Oh, excuse me, I got to move my calendar over here. The 16th, 23rd, and 30th. And we also include with this year on a special price for $200 for all of them, the 15 Saturday call, which we normally have once a month, which is a four-hour ascension call where you get a lot of divine energies coming into you from the light ship. All these calls, you are on the light ship. This is what Jesus talked about. His terminology back then was you have to go through me to go to the Father. And this is what people believed, that when he came back, they had to go through him, through the teachings of Christianity, to be saved. Well, that's the light ship, and the same process is here today. I'm running the energy from the light ship into me to help people come up there, but I don't like to talk about that. It gets into too much of what you might think of ego stuff, and I'm not here to talk about myself. I'm here to help people. So we'll just... You just talk about the light ship. The light ship is divine energy. It's creation energy, and it's here to help you. And that help is here. It's in divine love. There are people who can actually see on the light ship. They feel the energies. A lot of people don't feel much at first, and then as they're on more calls, we do conference calls for $20 per 1 hour going to the light ship for healing, physical healing. You're bilocated out of time. You're up there walking around. And remember, when you're not here, you're there. And there's a lot of beneficial things. So what we're doing next month is 3 8-hour sessions. And these calls are going to be devoted to physical body healing of your organs, okay? So like an organ rejuvenation. But naturally, to do that, we have to get rid of the other extraterrestrial energies, which are like the worms. If you've been to the website, you know what I'm talking about. Or just check out those two dates that we had earlier, 11:30:07 and 10:10:08 on the archives here. So we take those out. We take out the shapeshifters, and we take out the the shadow bodies. And the last three calls were on shadow bodies. People still have them inside of themselves with the other things. So all this is there dedicated, and the focus will be on physical organ rejuvenation. So if you're brand new to it, don't feel that you're getting in too late because you haven't been on the previous calls. They all work for you. The light ship will work with you for whatever they can do at that particular time. They're in the moment. And so it doesn't matter if you haven't been on the calls for the last 3 months or not. Definitely come on it because you're going to have benefit. And the whole thing, like I said, is to get rid of this darkness out of your body, out of your cellular memory. And from there, you're able to hold more spirit energy. This is the whole process of this program on BBS, is to get you more into your body and to live in a higher state of consciousness. And it's up to you, after you have a healing, to hold that consciousness. And I will talk about healings briefly, real quick here. A lot of you listening probably have a lot of books in your metaphysical library from searching, looking for the truth. And really, you just need one book, one page, which will say, go within. But on most of those books that you probably have obtained, there should be a disclaimer in the first page. And this you want to listen to this here, because I say it on a lot of shows, but if you're a newcomer, people get books, and the reason why you have so many of them is because the book that you bought did not work. So you may have, 20 to maybe 1,000 books in your library, and each one may have helped you a little bit. But the disclaimer on all of those should be, you have to be 100% in your body. So the person writing the book is channeling the light of the darkness, collective consciousness, universal mind, and they're telling you about how wonderful you are as a being, assuming that you're 100% in your body. And this is how the presenter, the author of the book, is thinking, okay? Because they don't tell you this stuff. And so naturally, if you're only 20% in the body, that book is never going to work for you. Because how do you only heal part of yourself? You have to heal the whole thing. And your spirit is the conduit for divine light to heal your body. And then they don't talk about entities. So that should be on the reverse side of that first page. Number one, if you're not in your body, don't buy this book. It's not going to work. So then you go, well, what's on the second page here? Second page is, well, if you're only 20% in your body, then you have 80% of other gunk in you, other stuff, entities, emotional bodies, shapeshifters, shadow bodies, extraterrestrial worms and life forms. So how are you going to heal when you have those things in you? So that's what should be in all the books that you bought. So when you look at them now and you pull a book out and you see what was in there and you go, wow, this thing didn't work. It sounded great to me. It sounded like it was divine truth. This should work. Well, why doesn't it work? Because you're not empowered enough with your spirit to do this work. And there's so much in you. This is why the light chip comes to help to alleviate you, to get rid of this stuff out of you. And this is the whole process. It comes every 2,000 years. It was here when Jesus came 2,000 years ago. And it left when he left, okay? The energy got disconnected here for the healings from the light chip when he no longer lived here. Okay, the light chip came in 2005 to help people. It'll be here for a short time for the ascension process, and then after that, it will leave. And then it does another 2,000-year cycle of people to have free will, free choice. So this is a time that you can graduate with your body. So this is the whole thing in a nutshell. You have to come forward yourself to have the healings done. You cannot do it yourself. The physical body has been so compromised with this darkness, negativity, that it's impossible to do it. If we had this show probably 10,000 years ago, it would be maybe a little different. But right now, with all this mass consciousness the last 2,000 years, it's very, very, very hard to do anything yourself because your spirit's been so disempowered. And if you have past lives here, and most people have had them for quite a while, a lot of people know that they've lived maybe in Atlantis, maybe before that. So if you've been here for like 50,000 years, that means that you have missed out on 25, and this is the 26th time coming forward now, but you have missed out on 25 ascension times. Why didn't you get it? Why didn't your body understand it? Why didn't the person's consciousness that you were living in at that time, remember, you're living body genetics now, because your body should not be here. This is why we have overpopulation. So what happened? The darkness took you sideways to a parallel lifetime. So if you know about parallel lifetimes, that's the darkness energy, some physical bodies, and these are what you call the shadow bodies in you. And so you're going sideways. It took you off the planet. The light ship came for its teachings for maybe, say, 20 years. And then from there, they left. And you came back here again, living the same life that you did before, and you lost the ascension time. So that's basically what happens here is the dark side is in control here, and it's up to you to hold the conscience of your healing. So when you have a healing, it's up to you not to complain about something. It's up to you to stay positive, because the dark side is going to run those programs in you continuously to invalidate the work of the light. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, some more great testimonials that I have to mention. Mike is putting it so beautifully that he says he feels so in awe of feeling tight, wrapped blanket of peaceful heart energy around him. So that is wonderful to hear. He's also saying that he felt so energized last night. He said he probably stayed up a bit too late, but he was just so in awe. So I'm guessing a lot of that is from the call you did, and he also mentions how important the alien website is. And the alien website is basically the alien attack removal that you've spoken about, that you can remove the parasites, you can remove human attacks. You can also, you know, if you want to get started early on these calls that you're going to do this month in August, Ron, you can remove some of the shapeshifters and implants on the alien attack removal page. And again, it's so easy to do. It's only $30 a month, so I cannot stress it more how important it is and how much better I feel whenever I go on there and do that. So,
yeah, the light ship only, we only brought that page out maybe, I don't know, what, 4 months ago, I think, because the light ship was strong enough down here to be able to bring the energy in to do this. So all the healings that have come forth over the years here is because of the population here, humanity needing to have more healings. And they only bring out what they can at the particular time, and they only go as far as they're willing to go or they can go to protect the energy here. And so this is why this has now come forth. And the alien death call and barcode, that to me is a must. I would definitely have that healing. It's $150. I'm giving away an extra free healing there for your alien emotional stress barcode. And, you know, it takes somebody who's dedicated. Online it takes 8 hours to do. So you have to be on your computer for 8 hours. And you have to work through the different healing sessions. Most people have three death barcodes. You can click on it if you wish, read about it. You might want to read the information on the first page about three times so you really understand what's happening. But we do a death barcode release, emotional trauma release, and then we do a spirit infusion. And that takes 2 hours per death code. And sometimes people have maybe more than three. So, you know, but three is probably for 90% of the people. So I'll turn it back over to you, Annika. Our time is kind of coming to a close here, looks like. The show goes by very, very quickly.
Yes.
So,
and also, I wanted to say that if anyone wants to listen to the last BBS shows, we go over a lot of the two barcodes, the two death barcodes that you just added on, Ron. The last month, it's been a lot of explaining on the BBS show. So if you can go on the archives and find out more, then I'm sure you will know a lot more.
Probably
about
the Friday, Saturday show, huh?
Yes, yeah. There's been a lot on them lately.
Okay.
That
now let's give the date on that. The date would be, looks like, probably 26? July 24th, 25th, and 27th.
Yes.
So if you're listening to an archive, that's the time you want to get onto those. And
yep.
In fact, I think this whole month of July has a lot of good information on it.
Yeah, I think any of them does talk about it, so it's really good to listen there. And if you have questions, you know, do ask. There's more BBS shows where we can bring it up again, and, you know, good to have your questions. I don't know if you have time for one more question, Ron.
I don't want to get in trouble.
Okay, okay.
We're way over. We're a little bit over here.
Oh,
so
we are. Okay. Do you want to bring in a quick energy into the
I'll bring in some, let's bring in the peace energy. So if you're new to the program, scroll down, get the light beam up on your screen about an inch or so down on the scroll bar. Meet the blinking flower. This energy will stay with you for the next half an hour. So at half past the hour, it's going to leave. So here we go. It's coming in. I'll bring the energy in. I'll sign off here. Our next program will be on Wednesday. We also have a show this evening, Ask One Radio. If you want to come on that, you can call in too. That's in, I guess, 3 hours from now, I believe. So here we go. Peace energy is coming in. Blessings to all of you, and good evening.